You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Let's start today with agriculture, since many of us will soon be enjoying a cornucopia of meat and produce. Well, not to be a buzzkill, but it turns out it's been a rough year for the nation's farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture now says that farm profits in 2015 will drop nearly 40% from last year. So what's going on? We asked Marketplace's Scott Tong to look into that.
Farmers are on course for the biggest drop in profits in 32 years. Prices for everything they sell are tumbling, says Jeff Hopkins, an economist at the U.S. Agriculture Department.
The decline in prices is broadly across the entire set of commodities.
Demand is down for milk, hogs, cattle, wheat, soybeans. Now, the big grain is, of course, corn. And there, it's not just feeding fewer animals and fewer people. It's feeding fewer cars. Lots of corn becomes ethanol, which competes with gasoline.
So as you see the price of oil decrease, the price of corn is just reflecting competition with oil.
David Widmar at the consultancy Agricultural Economic Insights says there's also a global commodity story here, a super cycle. From around 2002 to 2014, the prices of food, minerals, oil, they all rose. So to join the party, farmers made more.
And so they're willing to pay more for farmland and for cash rents and fertilizers.
Supply raced to catch up with demand, and then outraced demand. Prices fell.
But now we're on the adjustment side of that. And so this is where things get painful.
How to get through this? Some farmers have arranged higher selling prices or hedges. Some will borrow. And many will work second jobs. As for consumers, well, we may not enjoy the low prices. For every dollar I spend on food at the store, just 20 cents goes to farmers. Here's economist Chad Hart at Iowa State.
You look at a box of cornflakes and you think, well, corn, that's got to be the major thing in there. That's the major cost. You probably actually pay more for the cardboard box around the cornflakes than you do for the corn in the box.
Just keep in mind the corn grower in the box is starting to struggle. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.